Our next report comes from BlackBerry from the Seventh-day Adventist School. Brent Lane is the teacher there, and they are new to our group, so we'll be excited to hear what they have to say. Annika and Michael are our reporters.
Hi, this is Annika.
And Michael.
From the BlackBerry Seventh-day Adventist School. This is our phenology report for Tuesday, September 24, and it's our first ever report to the show.
A few weeks ago, Mr. Ladmaw came to our school and helped us set up a phenology trail. We have been going on weekly walks to make observations.
On our walk last Friday, we noticed that many of the red pine needles are turning rusty orange and falling to the ground. We have been raking them up and making fort walls with them. There are also white pine needles falling.
Many trees are beginning to turn yellow, such as the pinchay, quaking aspen, papal birch, balsam poplar, and green ash.
The red maple is becoming colorful with various shades of yellow and orange and green.
The black ash and juneberry have lost about 25% of their leaves already, and those that are left are a combination of brown and yellow. The juneberry still has some green leaves as well.
Our box elder has several bare branches, and its samara, we call them helicopters, are all brown.
Also on the rock, we found a few white campion in bloom. We also found several white campion whose seed pods were brown and split open with black seeds inside.
Josiah spotted a fuzzy yellow and black caterpillar on our walk, and we also found orange chalkweed in bloom and some cool mushrooms.
The small stand of Indian pipe that we first noticed when Mr. Ladmaw walked with us is now beginning to slump over and rot. We don't know why this is. Is it because of fall season or because it is out of nutrients underground?
Here are some of the other observations from the past few weeks. Aubrey caught a tree frog at her place, and she also noticed one morning that she could see her breath when she was sitting in the back of her grandpa's truck.
Olaf and his family spotted a fish arm mountain a couple weeks ago between Bovie and BlackBerry on their way to school.
Oscar has found holes in his yard from skunks eating grubs. He saw a skunk running across the road near his place on Saturday, and Olaf saw one in the yard early in the morning one day last week. Michael's grandfather on Mille Lacs Lake also has skunk holes in his yard.
Arabella noticed several dark red rose hips on wild rose bushes, and Mr. Lane picked some at his house to use for tea.
Arabella also found many brown puffballs that she thought were fun to stomp on.
She also noticed that there was a porcupine living under their cabin in Bovie. Her cousin named it Quillbaugh.
Mr. Lane was kayaking on Trout Lake on Saturday, and he saw several painted turtles out on logs. They were covered with so much algae that they were hard to see at first. He also found what he believes is a nannyberry bush, with some ripe purplish berries, but also some still green and red. He also observed dozens of bees clustered on aster flowers in his woods.
Well, that's all for this week. BlackBerry School, over and out.
Thank you. Over and out, Annika and Michael. And what a nice job. Lots of things there. The pine needle forts. I did that myself as a child, and I was thinking about that last week, where just it's like this the needles are falling, and on Saturday we had high winds and rain, and it just everything came out of the trees, and lots of needles came down. And I was remembering how my sisters and brothers and I would rake them into little rooms, and you had to stay in, you know, you couldn't like jump over it. You're going through a wall. Great report. Thank you, BlackBerry. That was wonderful.